The Andersons took their antenna with them when they moved.
It's a star of luck.
What?
Radio operators. You know what they do to radio and television reception.
Daddy.
Yeah, Ellen?
I don't know what's the matter, but I was listening to my radio while I was studying, and all of a sudden it began picking up these weird forces.
Radio operators.
Well, is there anything we can do about it, or we just have to live with it?
Well, there's one thing we can do. We can make sure they've got a license to operate.
Oh, well, do you think you should, Stu? I mean, those men seem so kind of threatening somehow.
DS-106 Radio.
This is Jim Groom on DS-106 Radio. Actually, I am not broadcasting live, but I'd like to be. I'm having a problem with the radio, but the Scott Lowe is talking smack that I might not even do the Lowdown Cast number 18 on June 6th, 2013. But fear not, girls and ghouls, I've got this under control. So, I have an arc to today's radio show, or Lowdown. I'm not going to even call it a radio show because it's not on the radio, because the DS-106 radio is, how do we say, stymieing my progress as a man in the world. Or woman. So that was the DS-106 radio bumper, License to Operate, done by the originator of this madness, Grant Potter, who's up in Nova Scotia, and who I'll be visiting week 5 of this amazing journey called DS-106 Zone. So actually, I might be able to bring DJ Dr. Jones, Brian Lamb, Grant Potter, Kira McPhee, and my family on the radio for a week 5 craze fest. So stay tuned for that. We're going to probably do a Lowdown week 5. And we'll be thinking of you in Saudi Arabia, Scott Lowe, and I'll be thinking of all you in Fredericksburg, suffering the sweltering heat while I sit by the sea with the breeze in my hair, enjoying myself. But that's not what I came here to talk to you about. That is not all. No, that is not all. What I want to talk to you about today is radio, and particularly your radio shows. There's a number of groups, the DS-106 students, who've done a pretty amazing job already of getting their scripts together and tightening up their work. Some have even recorded, which I find amazing. But remember, you gotta dig deep, as Scott Lowe says, right? And you gotta go the extra yard. Like football, DS-106 Zone is a game of inches, right? Voice acting, reading your lines with compelling conviction. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a joke. This is not some sort of kind of game that you're doing for a grade. This is life. This is praxis. This is theory meets the road of practice. That means A game or bust. So let me just start this Down Low Cast, letting you know as much. Because the Lowdown is down low. And you got to reach down low to be the best you can be. I won't accept anything less than your best. And you know what your best is better than I do. Speaking of the best, I wanted to talk about another bumper that I'm kind of intrigued by, but I'm wondering whether I can actually play it on the radio. I'm not that it's explicit in any way, or verboten, as they say in Germania, but because there's a part or two parts of it that are potentially damaging to the listener. So I'm giving you fair warning right here. But it's a bumper by the Andrew Thomas Experience. I mean, when a student starts referring to themselves as an experience, you have to take them seriously, right? And I do. I take Andrew Thomas Experience very seriously. And he did a bumper for Radio DS-106 or DS-106 Radio. It's called Join the Zone. The problem with it, though, is there's a scream in there that could potentially hurt the listener's ears. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a heads up every time that scream comes so you can turn down your radio real quick. So this is interactive radio. I'm going to play Andrew Thomas Experiences bumper, but I'm also going to warn you about a second before, or maybe even a couple of seconds, to give you time to turn down your radio so that you're not physically injured during the play of this bumper. So this is a bumper by Andrew Thomas Experience. This is called Join the Zone. Here we go. And listen for the warning, okay? Because I'm serious. It could hurt you. And Andrew, you don't want to hurt anybody, do you? Control your levels, man. Control your levels.
106 Radio.
Everything sounds fine.
The Zone.
All right, get ready. Oh my God, here comes a scream. Turn it down. Turn it down. Ah! That was so loud.
The Zone.
That these things cannot be confined to the Twilight Zone.
DS-106 Radio. It's a scream.
Here it comes. Turn it down. Ah! Oh my God, Andrew, what are you trying to do? Kill us? With those screams? What's going on here? I loved your bumper. Control the levels, man. People have died from less. So DS-106 Radio, the audio section of the class is really going well. So kudos to you, Andrew Thomas Experience. I like that. But I wanted to give a heads up to another. This is an open online participant. This is Brian Bennett. I don't know if you've all seen it yet, but Brian Bennett has done a how-to for the Record Google Plus Hangouts in high quality. And for those of you who are doing your shows in a distributed manner, I really recommend you check out Brian Bennett's post called How to Record Google Plus Hangouts in High Quality. It can be found at Brian Bennett, that's with two N's, two T's, brianbennett.org/blog. That's the most recent blog. I've sent out an email to students, but if you're looking to do this and you want high quality recordings for a distributed group, that's your go-to. Brian, I can't thank you enough for that. You complete us. Now, that's one Michigan character, and I used to actually, applaud the Canadians, for being all that with online learning, but there's a secret in America that's starting to come out slowly between Ben Rimes, Brian Short, who I'll talk about, or Brian Bennett, who you just heard me praise for his tutorial, but then another Brian. Brian Short, who I want to take a moment and play a little audio. He's been on fire. If you haven't seen his Kanye Monster and the Monsters of Doom on Maple Street yet, please go check it out. He's at heystorytellers.wordpress.com. His stuff is en fuego. He's top notch. But check out this. This is Moonglow Gave Me You. And this is actually taken from It's a Good Life, the episode. It's playing around a little bit with the song in there, and I love it. So this is DS-106 Radio featuring Brian Short's The Moon Glow Gave Me You.
Happy birthday, darling. Happy birthday.
Hey, you better be careful. I'm holding a priceless object. Gosh, what I'd give to hear some new music. Do you think I could play it?
It must have been moonglow.
I don't think we'd better, Dan. After all, we don't know just where the singing comes in.
It must have been
It'd be taking too much of a chance.
That led me straight to
better way to get home.
I still hear you saying,
oh yes, it's good.
Dear one, hold me fast.
It's very good.
And I'll keep on praying.
And now it's time for Pat Riley to play the piano.
This last
week. Don't make any noise when the music's playing.
Float right through the air.
I don't like any noise when the music's playing.
Heavenly songs seem to come.
You think that is a dream? Go ahead, Anthony. I'm a very bad man. Somebody sneak up behind him.
You're a bad man. And you keep thinking bad thoughts about me.
I always remember.
Happy birthday, darling.
That moon glow gave me you.
And that's Brian Short, who haven't been following and stuff. He actually taught a class, DS-106 class, as did Scott Lowe for many a year in Japan. Brian Short is teaching one, or just got finished teaching one, and I want to say Michigan State University, but that would be wrong, although he's a Spartan for life from what I heard. But he was at the University of Michigan, not to be confused with Michigan State University. Just an FYI for you Big Ten fans out there. So that was amazing, and I just love the competition of the voices and the music. I think the music and the voices are competing a little too much, though, sometimes with the sound volume. But what a gorgeous mashup of taking pieces from the actual episode and putting to the song. That one is performed by the Canal Street Syncopators. What a gorgeous, gorgeous song. It makes me feel like when I put on a tux and dance around in the Gatsby. Beautiful. So, you know, this show may seem like it doesn't have some sort of structure, but everything I do has structure. And I wanted to feature Christine Hendricks' amazing Midnight Sun bumper. If you haven't seen it, go to Christine Hendricks' blog. And she's actually got a Tumblr for this one, ds-ina.tumblr.com. And she wrote up how she did it, but it was a beautiful Midnight Sun bumper. I wanted to play it, but I think the 16 Scott Lowe cast, so the lowdown number 16, featured it. And I'm not one to reproduce content. So, but check out, Christina Hendricks is ripping up DS-106. That's apparent, and her work is just top-notch. There's another tutorial, another bumper that was done by Brian Bennett, Once You're In, that Scott Lowe also featured on number 16, and I love that one. So just to give you a larger sense, there's some amazing stuff happening around DS-106 Zone right now. And it's funny to me when I think about this class, both for the open online and the students, when you create a little sense of community and a little sense of people riffing and sharing, and people like Andrew Forgay have got us started with this right away. Those Twilight Zone cards, I can't say enough of how awesome they are as a design assignment. It's amazing how much that builds a sense of momentum. And I like, rather than being 10 weeks or 15 weeks, I like that it's really intense, 5 weeks and out. I think for me, I like the five-week course for that. Well, let's talk a little bit about the riffing and the playing and the assignment repository, which I think brings a lot of this together. Another student, a DS-106 student at UMW, his name is Wesley Roberts, did a really interesting polyphony assignment. I don't know if you say polyphony or polyphony, but either way, he actually, what you do is you basically have two tracks, for example, in this example you hear, the Twilight Zone theme, and you start a second one just a little bit later than the first, and it creates this sense of reverb and almost kind of this reproducing of the effect, and I really love it. So let's listen to Wesley Roberts, or Wesley J. Roberts, polyphony of the Twilight Zone theme. Here we go. Love that you take the Twilight Zone theme and you put it in the Twilight Zone, and that's fun. Now, I've read a lot of the students' work this week. We're at the midpoint mark. Actually, we're now beyond midpoint. Yesterday was the midpoint mark. And one of the things that struck me was, as I was going through everyone's blog and we had conferences, I have two more conferences today, and then that's it. Everything's done. But one of the things that struck me was how many students at UMW did the 911 call. I think there were like, you know, of the 15 or 16 enrolled, I would say like at least half of them did it. And so I started to say, it's interesting. And it's a compelling assignment in some ways. And there's a wide range of versions. So I figured for this show, as a kind of culmination of this show, and I don't want to go on too long because it's just so easy to do 8 or 9 minutes. I mean, gosh, 15 minutes? I could do an hour of the Scott Lowe cast or the Lowdown. I mean, it's really not that hard, just as an FYI. If you want to do one, Scott has opened up very kindly and generously because the labor has been way too much. It's just way too hard to do this. So he's asking other people, and I really want to encourage UNW students to step up because it's really not that hard. I know Scott Lockman says the Lowdown is a lot of work, but it's, I don't know. I don't think it is. You know, just like anything, you just have to have the constitution and the fortitude and the willingness, the ganas, as they say in Southern California, the ganas to do this kind of stuff. And if you don't, obviously, it's going to seem hard. So, as Lombardi said, dig deep or go home. So let me play some of these 911 calls because I really got a kick out of them. And I'm going to feature the student and I'm going to talk about their 911 call. And I just want to say as a disclaimer, if I talk smack, it's all in good fun. I really am a big fan. But there will be some smack talking starting with Jessica's Sounds from Monday Evening. And this is a 911 call, or at least it was framed as one. And I'm going to actually play it, and then I want to talk about what's going on here. So here's Jessica Cole's Sounds from Monday Evening 911 call.
I know this is 911. This is an emergency. I broke my last pair of glasses to read, and I'm the last person on this land. Help me. Bring me a pair of glasses. I have to read. This is just not fair. You cannot leave me here to do nothing. Come here now. I'll be waiting here right on the steps, waiting for you. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, let's talk about this for a second. I actually have a 3.5-year-old son. His name's Tommaso, very cute, big fan. When did Harold Bemis become a 3.5-year-old? I want my glasses right now. And who the hell is he talking to? And where's the phone? What's going on here? The premise of some kind of believability? Not there. Gone. What's more, Harold Bemis is acting like a brat. Right? I want my glasses right now. What's going on here, Jessica? Right? There's a thin line between art and what? Art and kitsch. And I think this is blurring that line, or maybe it's falling into kitsch. Let's get a little acting here. I want to hear Bemis. If he's going to be emo, Bemis, I want to feel him. I want to know what he's going through, right? So, look, 911, if you're at 911, you're not pouty. You're horrified. So let's get to that, because this is our next one. This is Charlie. This is a Twilight Zone. This is a bogus 911 call. And people have said, obviously, you're calling 911. This is serious. So let's listen to how serious Charlie is. Okay, here we go.
911, what's your emergency?
Operator, you have to help me.
What's your emergency, sir? I think I'm stuck in the Twilight Zone. Sir, this is an emergency line.
No, you don't understand. The world is ending. The sun's not setting. It hasn't set in over a week.
Sir.
It just keeps shining day in, day out, and there's no night. I can't sleep, sir. I can't sleep. It's just, it's so, sir, this is Alaska.
Okay, so a little joke at the end. This is Alaska, the 24-hour sun. I want to get to the kind of voice acting here, right? First of all, the 911 operator. I'm not going to help you. Sir. Little lack of affect. But then when did the person who's dying from eternal sun become Juliet? I'm dying over here. It's like some weird Shakespearean, you know, crisis going on. I don't even know what's going on here. So I like the joke at the end. This is Alaska. But where did Juliet come from? What the hell's going on here? Charlie, help me out. Big fan, but help me out. All right, here we go. This next one's by Claire. This is somebody calling 911. This is the midnight call. Let's listen to this, and then we'll talk a little smack, because that's how this bit is going. DS-106 Radio, you're listening to Jim Groom on The Lowdown, number 18. Killing it!
911, what's your emergency?
Ah,
Oh my God, the sun is getting closer to the earth and my face is melting off. I'm gonna die.
Remain calm.
What the hell is going on? Who is this? My face is melting off and I'm... What? If your face is melting off, you wouldn't sound like Paris Hilton, who didn't get what she wanted.
Calm. Where is your location? What exactly is happening?
I told you, the sun is coming closer and closer to the earth. I feel like my blood is boiling and I'm going to die.
Is this a serious call or are you prank calling 911? This is a serious crime if you are.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm gonna die. It's so hot. I don't...
What? And I didn't get my Ugg boots and nothing's going my way! I'm so sad!
I don't feel good.
I think this chick is crazy. We have to send somebody. Oh, I left. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna have an ambulance out there for you in a minute, okay?
Please, hurry. I need water.
What else could I say? Please, hurry. I need water. Wow. That's the most, like, if I was a 911 operator and I heard that, I would either, like Claire, think this chick was crazy, or be like, Jesus, you know, these entitled end-of-the-worlders, you know, they've become whinier and whinier. You know, the black helicopter people, the survivalists, become whiny and whinier every year. And I blame it on cell phones, right? This instant connection to getting what they want. It's actually the internet culture. So that was Claire, and I can't help but get a kick out of that one. Here's another one. This is a 911 call by Mark. And let's listen to this one. See what smack we can talk on it.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh my God, help, please. It's so hot. Oh, the sun, it's melting everything.
What is your location?
Why, I'm in a wondrous land.
What the hell happened? The register just changed. I'm in a melting everything. What's your location? And then she becomes like, sex phone. Why, what do you want from me? I'm in...
End of imagination.
Have you entered the Twilight Zone?
Okay. Funny, changing the registers. I'm a little lost. It's like, you're on 911, everything's freaking out. And then it's like, hi, I'm in the Twilight Zone. Now what's going on here, right? I'm expecting one thing, I get another. You know, whatever happened to some consistency in your panic and paranoia, right? I mean, come on. We're at the end of the line here. You're calling 911. Shit has gotten bad, right? Well, maybe that's what happens in the Twilight Zone. Now, we have another one. This is from Rita. This is the operator. Let's hear what happens here. You're listening to DS106 Radio, 911 calls from the UMW students in the DS106 Zone.
Sir, help is on the way. Where can they find you?
By traveling through another dimension.
Can you describe it more?
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Any other details to help them find you?
They must go through a wondrous land of imagination.
And after this land?
Next stop, the Twilight Zone.
I kind of like this one. This is one of the first I heard. I kind of like the idea that, you know, pretty consistent. But then again, you know, I think the operator... I think I got to say Rita did a good job giving a sense of the urgency of the operator. But then the guy is like, I'm fine. I'm in the Twilight Zone. Everything is good here. Why am I calling 911? I forgot. This is actually, I'm telling you, the 911 call, you could actually have some fun with this in a show, in a radio show. So it's interesting. All right, we got another 911 call. I'm telling you, a ton of people did this. This is from Kevin. It's a 911 call, stuck in the Twilight Zone. Here we go.
What's that? What's the emergency?
I'm trapped in the Twilight Zone. What do I do?
Are you able to pull the lockup on the door and open the door?
No, I think they should shut down power. Help me.
You should be able to just pull the lockup even if it's electrical.
Oh, the lock?
So are you able to get out of the car now?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
This is bizarre to me. He's like, bro, it's like, hey, I'm stuck in my car. And I love about this is that they used a real 911 operator. Brilliant. They got it from Freesound. Love that. But the sense of urgency on Kevin's voice is like, hey, bro, I'm locked in my car. First of all, who the hell calls 911 if you're locked in your car? And then there's the miscommunication. Like, Are you sure you can't lift the lock up? And he's like, no, there's no electricity. There's no light. So I love the fact that he didn't understand her. So there's that. But then it's like, oh, no, I just didn't lift the lock. Okay, I'm good. What the? This isn't even OnStar worthy. This is not even like an OnStar worthy call. This is like someone who you'd call like, hey, I can't find my keys. Did you see them around my house? I'm locked in my house or my car in the Twilight Zone. What's going on here? I mean, look. There's got to be, look, this isn't NOM. There got to be some rules around these assignments, right? There's got to be some kind of push to do something. I understand the impulse. I'm going to create a little assignment. I'm going to do it. We're going to do it with a friend. We're going to laugh. We're going to have fun. Where's the ganas? Where's the desire? Where is the willingness to be better than your best self on any given day? That's what I want to know. Because those radio shows are coming up. And come midnight, Sunday, there's going to be a reckoning. And there's going to be a separation of those who want and desire and those who don't. And you know what? I'll be sorting those souls. I'll be sorting them with a vengeance. I'll be sorting them with extreme prejudice. Now, before I get off the air, I want to give you a little kind of preview. And I'm almost done. This lowdown is almost done. Although I could go on forever, because this is not that hard. Don't listen to those who would have you know, that, or have you think, not have you know, have you think that this is somehow difficult. Because it's not. It's not. It's really not. Now, I could actually go, if I wanted to, while I talked a little bit, and I could run a kind of, a little bit of background music while I talk to kind of create the effect. People would think I'm professional, right? You just have a little thing. You might even start hearing it at some point. Like, hey, Jim, what are you talking about? And you start hearing, oh, wow, it's very soothing. When Jim Groom talks, there's kind of like a lullaby behind him. And you start to think, wow, that's changed the whole effect. He's not a mean guy. He's very soothing. He's here to help you. He's going to spoon feed you what you need to know. He's going to spoon feed you what you don't know. He's going to help you. And there will be big, puffy clouds, blue sky, sunflowers, Austrian peaks surrounded by dancing children, Lederhosen, for those who want to climb those peaks. There may even be Edelweiss. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Edelweiss. But then you woke up, and that wasn't the case. Because despite the background music, none of that is true. I am here to make you suffer. Suffer the fate of many who have come before you, and some will succeed, but yet some won't. And it's them in particular that I'm worried about. Because the radio show is simply 3 days away. Feel the pain. Now, some people have actually been not only feeling the pain, but have been working through that pain by actually doing their work. Imagine. This is an example that I really loved. I don't know if you've watched the Twilight Zone episodes this week yet, but one of my all-time favorite Twilight episodes, and it gets to be my favorite even more as I grow older, is Walking Distance. And I love that he's a vice president of media who works in New York. I just think that's brilliant. But anyway, I think Arlana did a commercial, or at least she performed a commercial that I really liked. And this is for their show, but they let me listen to their stuff. And I did, and I gave them feedback. And I'm pretty impressed with what they've done so far. Although, they got to dig deep. Lombardi time. Dig deep. And this is a commercial based on walking distance. Isn't a great idea. I encourage everybody to try this. Do a commercial based on maybe another episode or an episode you've seen. And I just love this. I want there to be some music behind it and kind of use some effects, but the basics of it and her reading of it, brilliant. So this is DS-106, and this is a commercial for walking distance. Let's listen to this now.
Welcome to Homewood. Homewood is where you can be a kid again. Take a ride on the merry-go-round, get a chocolate shake at the malt shop, or hang out in our great parks. You will never want to leave. Homewood, where the past comes alive. Go to our website, homewood.com, to plan your trip today.
I love that, homewood.com. I actually want to create that site. That would be a great final project for someone. Create the homewood.com site. And we see if we can get that. I doubt we can get that. But we can get something like it, like homewood.ds106.us. And create a site with visuals and design and audio and a video that frames out. See, that's a perfect final project, people. Look at this on the fly. Create a site that represents one of the episodes. And this would be absolutely great. The Homewood community, you know, kind of like Celebration by Disney. Genius. So I love that. And actually, I did hear the music on this round, so forgive me. Great reading, great commercial. I'm really looking forward to the radio planes, all kidding aside. The radio shows, I want you guys to take it seriously. I want you to think about those scripts. If, like me, you improvise, you'll find yourself oftentimes just talking crap on the radio, and that's no way to make art, right? And I want you to dig deep, because people laugh about this whole idea that behind this class is make some art, damn it. But it's not a joke. There's no reason why a group of people in a very specific period of time, under a certain amount of duress, can't create something great. And that's basically what we're asking you to do. And that's that Vince Lombardi moment, right? Not every player who played under Vince Lombardi was great. He made them great. And so all I'm going to say, and this is how I'm going to end this lowdown number 18, is let me make you great. Okay? DS-106 Radio. The lowdown number 18, Jim Groom, signing out.